Thank you for joining us as we continue to journey through the Bible today, Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1. When you go to war against your enemies and see horses and chariots and an army greater than yours, do not be afraid of them, because the Lord your God who brought you out of Egypt will be with you. Are you fighting a tough battle today? Does the enemy seem bigger and faster and stronger than you? Do you feel fear and maybe even panic? Just stop right there. If you're fighting the battle alone, I'd say run, but you're not fighting alone. The Lord your God is with you, and he's bigger than any enemy. Let me just say that again. God is bigger than any enemy you will ever face. When the armies of Israel were about to go into battle, the priest addressed the army. Standing before the fearful soldiers, he said, "Do not be faint-hearted or afraid. Do not be terrified or give way to panic, for the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you and against your enemy to give you victory." Listen to those last four words again. God is fighting for you to give you victory. Chris Tomlin sings a song that drives home today's passage. The name of the song is Our God. And if you're facing a tough battle, I encourage you to download the song and make it part of your playlist. Here are some of the words. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then who could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Heavenly Father, you are our God, and we welcome you into our lives. We know that you're with us. We acknowledge that you are greater, stronger, and higher than any other. And if you're with us, then what can stand against us? We love you for who you are and how you work in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.